Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there, plus their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years, by the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Cattle future today rallied for the second day in a row after yesterday being up the limit. August feeders on the front end here were up $1.25 at 145.80, about a dollar off the high of 146.87. That market did go through the 146.10 resistance level on the August contract, which was set back at the first part of July. So that brought a little bit of additional short covering buying here today. Now we're about $3 above the 50-day moving average as well. So several technical reasons for some support here on this August feeder cattle. Now the rest of the months weren't up as much. September feeders up 92, October's only up 5, and then November and on back were actually lower today. So most of the strength is only on the front end. Now, live cattle are very similar. August up 20 at 116.12. That was 60 off of the highs. October's up 37, but then out in 2017 that market was actually lower on the day. Boxed beef midday, 198.40 on choice, up 70 cents. Select 191.19, up 97. Have not seen any bids yet. It's a 120 ask, though, in the south, so that's, I guess, relatively positive. Oklahoma City yesterday was $4 to $6 higher, which is a reflection of what the feeder cattle futures have been doing.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures steady today in the corn after being lower all day. They closed about 5 cents off the lows. December was 329 on the low today, and it closed at 334. The front end September went down to 319.5, which is near the lowest level in a couple of years. You got to go back to October 2014 to see a 318 level. So we're at multi-year lows here in the corn futures, and with estimates here of 175 bushels an acre yield out of FC Stone. That's a huge yield. That's about 7 bushels an acre bigger than what the USDA is saying. And if they're correct, that would be 15.146 billion bushels overall for the corn. So a really big corn crop. Beans, they're estimating 48.8 bushels an acre, which is higher than the 46.7 the USDA is estimating. And that put beans down about 8 to 10 cents here today, although that was 10 cents off the low in November at 9.53, where the low was 9.43, and then wheats were 2 to 4 cents lower, with Kansas City December down 2.25 at 4.33 1/4, and then Chicago December 4 3/4 lower at 4.28 1/4. Another big sale this morning of beans, 252,000 metric tons to China. Of course, that didn't seem to have much of an impact on bean support this morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.